From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Lebanese Prime Minister Saad Hariri announced his resignation Saturday following consultations with the Saudi and Arabian leaders in Riyadh and a meeting with Iran's top foreign policy advisor.
Prime Minister Saad Hariri announced his resignation Saturday on Lebanese state TV after speculation in Arab media that the two-time prime minister might make such a move following several visits to Saudi Arabia in recent days, during which he met with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Lebanese President Michel Aoun indicated that Hariri's office had called him from outside Lebanon to relay the news of his resignation. Commentators on Saudi-owned Al Arabiya TV stressed that Hariri's resignation speech was made from the Saudi capital Riyadh and that it had regional implications.
That's VOA's Ed Uranian reporting. Amid heightened tensions on the Korean Peninsula, where U.S. President Trump received a classified briefing late Friday from the U.S. Military's Pacific Command about his arrival in Hawaii en route to Asia, where he will attend the East Asia Summit. U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster outlines the agenda.
The president's trip will focus on three goals. First, strengthening international resolve to denuclearize North Korea. Second, promote a free and open Indo-Pacific region. Third, advance American prosperity through fair and reciprocal trade and economic practices.
The 13-day trip is expected to take the president to Japan, South Korea, China, and Vietnam.